I'm going to drink down there.
Thank you.
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, who appeared over 500 years ago in Navadvip, India. But he didn't appear as Krishna.
He is pure devotee.
But Lord Chaitanya's devotees were able to understand who he was according to his miraculous activities. Also, there are many verses in the scriptures that describe Lord Chaitanya as Krishna. For example, in the 11th canto, the 9 Yogendras are describing the different incarnations and the different yugas. And in Kali Yuga, they describe Krishna Varnam, Tusha Krishnam, Sangopangastra Parshadam, Yajnai Sankirtana, Prayer, Vijayati, Sumedha Sahara. Intelligent people in the age of Kali will perform congregational chanting and will worship the incarnation of God who is always singing the names of Krishna. Although he is not brackish, he is Krishna himself. He appears with his associates his close companions and his confidential associates and weapons. Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip. His mother and father were Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. He appeared in order to deliver the process of chanting Hare Krishna, which is the Dharma for the age. In Kali Yuga, the incarnation teaches that process, but only Krishna himself can teach the varieties of love exchange between Krishna and his four kinds of devotees, those in servant relationship, those in friendship relationship, those in parental relationship and lover relationship. Only Krishna can do that himself. Yes?
What do you mean difference between Krishna himself and incarnation?
What?
What do you mean by the difference between Krishna himself and his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya?
There's no difference except that as Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't appear as God, he appears as God's devotee. And he did not like to be addressed as Krishna. When people called him Krishna, he'd say, "Oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, I am an ordinary living being, don't call me Krishna. But sometimes he revealed himself as Krishna on occasions. But he taught, by example, how to be a pure devotee of Krishna. That was more important. But we should never think that Krishna Chaitanya is an ordinary devotee.
Thank you. And what's the difference between incarnation that teaches the congregational chanting and Krishna himself when he comes as Lord Chaitanya and then he teaches four different rasas?
In every Kali Yuga, there's an incarnation to teach the Sankirtan, but it's not always Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's appearance is rare. So, when he comes, he teaches Hare Krishna in Prema, Prema Sankirtan. And that can only be done by him. But we're so fortunate that only recently in history, Lord Chaitanya appeared to flood the world with the Sankirtan movement. Now in the simple succession, even within memory, the places are still there of his pastimes. The Chaitanya Charitamrita has given us all the information about him.
Thank you.
Yeah, sit there. I'd like to see you. When Krishna appeared, he thought that I should appear again as a pure devotee and teach the metals of my relationships with my devotees in friendship and parental love and conjugal love. So that incarnation was Krishna. He appeared in five forms. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. He appeared as Lord Nityananda, who is Baladev. He appeared as Lord Advaitacharya, Smaha Vishnu, Gadadhar, who is his internal energy, and Shivas, who is his pure devotee. So three of those are Vishnu category. And Advaitacharya was the leading Brahmin in Navadvipa. And he used to hold programs at his house. And he would teach just pure bhakti to Krishna, nothing else. No impersonalism, no yoga. He just teach Krishna consciousness. And he was the leader of the Vaishnavas. But he was very sorrowful because he saw that the whole world had not taken up Krishna consciousness despite Krishna's descent in Dwarka Yuga. They were now, they had forgotten Krishna. And he felt that only if Krishna came personally could it be done, could the movement be revived. So he prayed to Krishna. He remembered in the scriptures that it said if you offer Krishna just a little leaf of the Tulsi and waters from the Ganges, that's sufficient for praying to God. So he offered tulsi and water and made loud cries to Krishna to please come. And Krishna was satisfied with the Dvaitacharya. That is the reason for his appearing in the world, by the cries of the Dvaitacharya. That's the external reason of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. But he also had an internal reason for his appearance. And that has to do with his relationship with Krishna and Radharani. Krishna and Radharani are the topmost understanding of Krishna consciousness. Radharani is the best devotee of Krishna because she loves him the most. And she conquers Krishna by her love. And she's also submissive to him. So Krishna is intensely involved with the mellows of his relationship with Srimati Radharani. But there were some things that he wanted to understand about Radharani that he didn't understand. Three things. One is he wanted to know what it was like to be Radharani, to be when he was Krishna. Radharani is the object of love for Krishna, and Krishna is the subject. But the subject couldn't know the object. So he took the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna mixed in the complexion and the mood of Radharani, to understand the position of Radharani. And the second thing he wanted to know was, what is the sweetness in me that attracts Radharani? There's a verse that Krishna once saw his own reflection in a pillar in the palace in Dwarka. And he was astonished at his own beauty. And he said, what kind of a form is this? If I could only understand this form like Radharani does. So he wanted to know his own sweetness. And that was the second reason for taking the form of Lord Chaitanya. And the third reason was to understand the bliss of Radharani. They both feel bliss in their relationship, but Radharani's bliss is greater than Krishna's. So he wanted to know her bliss. And he therefore stole, like a thief, he stole her sentiments. Coming as Lord Chaitanya, and especially in the last years of his life at Jagannath Puri, he was always absorbed in the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. Because Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, and the gopis and parents were all very grief-stricken, feeling transcendental separation from Krishna, although it's a kind of ecstasy also. They were very sad that Krishna was not there. So Lord Chaitanya got absorbed in that mood of the gopis, thinking, where is Krishna? Why has he left us? And he was in very intense ecstasy, and he went through bodily transformations, and did incredible things, and shared these moods with two associates, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. But that's at the end of the story. The beginning of the story is his birth. He was born in 1486 AD, and as I said, his mother was Sachi Devi, his father was Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra felt that Krishna entered within his mind, and he then transferred Krishna into the mind of Sachidevi and into the womb of Sachidevi. So Lord Chaitanya's birth was not by seminal discharge, but it was just like with Krishna in the Bhakti and Vasudeva. Vasudeva transferred Krishna into the womb of Devaki by meditation. So Jagannath Mishra did that to Sachidevi. When he was born, today there's a full moon, Gaura Purnima, it's called. But on the occasion of his birth in 1486, there was a lunar eclipse. And the planet Rahu went in front of the moon, and it all became dark. So it was the custom of the Hindus at that time, during the whole time of the lunar eclipse, they bathe in the Ganges, and they chant Hare Krishna mantra. So Lord Chaitanya arranged it that while he was being born, the whole country was chanting the holy names. And the inaugurator was preaching in this way. They didn't know why they were doing it. They didn't understand. But Advaitacharya understood. And he was dancing in Shantipur with Haridas Thakur. So that was a very joyous occasion. And even wives of demigods came and visited the baby. And they dressed as wives of Brahmins and came there. But they were actually the wives of the demigods. And they gave presents to the baby. And he received so many riches, but he gave them all in charity. The ladies of the house discovered that the baby, when he cried, if they chanted Hare Krishna, he would stop crying and smile at them. So when they caught on to this, they started always clapping and chanting Hare Krishna in front of him. And they induced them to chant in this way. Charya's wife, so they called him Gaura Hari, because he's always chanting Hari and he's golden. But his name was also Vishvambar. And then the Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Devi, came and visited. And she gave him another name, Nimai, because he was born under the Nimai tree. And she was afraid of ghosts, evil spirits. And the Nimai Nim tree is supposed to counteract those evil spirits. And it even has antiseptic properties. So he had all these different names. And as he grew up, like Krishna, he was a naughty boy. He used to go into the houses of other people and steal their milk and break their butter pots. And if nobody was there, he would put water into the ears of little babies, just like Krishna. When he grew a little older, when he was 5 years old, he changed and he became absorbed in studies. And very soon, at a very young age, he became a great pandit in Sanskrit grammar. So much so that he defeated a great pandit who was traveling throughout India, a man named Kashmir Pandit. Just like we have sports contests and challengers, they had challengers of people who would travel and debate and win championships. And this man, Kajunapandi, was called Bipijai because he conquered in all directions. So he traveled to Navadvip, and the people thought, we'll put up this boy, Nimayapandit, against him. And in case he loses, it won't be a big thing because it will just be a boy. So Nimayapandit met Digvijay, and he asked him to recite a poem to Mother Gandhi. And within an hour, the scholar rattled off a poem in 100 verses, glorifying Mother Gandhi, full of all metaphor and simile and poetic declaration. Lord Chaitanya said, that was very wonderful poetry. Now, if you don't mind, I can analyze it. I'll analyze one verse. And he recited one verse from the poem. The poet said, how did you remember that one verse? I recited them so fast, like blowing in the wind. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a Shruti God. I can remember everything once it's said, and I don't forget it. Now I'll tell you the faults in this poem. And he proceeded, he was just a boy, and the champion didn't even want to have him speak against him. He didn't think he dared to speak against him. But Nimai spoke. He said, don't be angry with me, but I'll point out the faults. He pointed out five glaring faults in the poetry. This Brahmin was a favorite of the goddess Saraswati. And he thought that he must have insulted Saraswati because he was defeated by this boy and he couldn't even speak. So Lord Chaitanya told him, go home and we'll speak tomorrow. And he went home and he prayed to the goddess Saraswati, and she told him that Lord Chaitanya is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why you were not able to defeat him. And he was humble enough that he went the next day and he surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. And he became a great Vaishnava. Wrote books in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya absorbed himself in scholarship. He didn't so much exhibit himself as a great devotee in the beginning. But then his brother took sannyas and left home. And that was a great shock to his mother and father. Vishwarupa was his name. Who is an incarnation of Godhead. And Nimai assured them that he would stay home and take care of them. So he decided to get married. He married a girl named Lakshmi Devi. And then he traveled to East Bengal to do pinda, or make oblations for his dead father, to assure the safety of his soul. But he also had another agenda. And he went there to Gaya in East Bengal. He collected money, but he met a pure devotee, Vishwara Puri. And he took initiation from him. And that changed his life. He then became an ecstatic devotee of Krishna. And he came back to Navadvip, and all he was doing was chanting and swooning in ecstasy, and he began to hold a nightly sankirtan at the house of Sri Vasacharya, and would chant all night. And they would shut the doors from the non-believers, just let the devotees in. And the non-believers became very envious and they complained to the Muslim governors, the Qazi, that this Nimai is keeping us up at night, we can't sleep, and we should do something to stop the Sankirtan. So the Qazi came and he broke the Madranga. When he did that, Lord Chaitanya became very angry and he formed a civil disobedience movement. And he rallied thousands of people to go in the evening with torches. They went to the Qazi's house. The Qazi was very afraid, but Nimai treated him politely and they had a discussion. Nimai convinced him of Krishna, and the Qazi confessed that after he had broken the Madranga, he had had a dream that a lion came to him and attacked him and jumped on his chest and scratched his chest and said, "You did not commit such a great offense this time. If you try to stop the Sankirtan movement again, I'll kill you." And he said, "Just see the marks on my chest." Lord Chaitanya then said to the Qazi, "Please give me one boon, that you not stop the Sankirtan movement, at least in Madhya." And the Qazi agreed. And he went back with Lord Chaitanya chanting. And from that day on, his family and his descendants never stopped Sankirtan in Madhya. So Lord Chaitanya engaged in sweet relationships with all his devotees. Sometimes he revealed himself as Vishnu to them and fulfilled all their inner desires. They took prasadam together. They bathed in the Ganges together. But one time, Lord Chaitanya was sitting by himself in the mood, thinking of the gopis, and he was chanting, "Gopi, gopi, gopi." And a student came by and criticized him and said, "Why are you chanting gopi? Why don't you chant the name of Krishna? That's better." He didn't understand Lord Chaitanya's mood. Lord Chaitanya became very angry with him. He got a stick and chased him. And that student ran to a place where there were 1,000 students gathered. And they all started talking against Lord Chaitanya and said, "If he ever strikes us again, we'll beat him up. Who does he think he is? He's not the only Brahmin, we're Brahmins." So Lord Chaitanya heard of this and became very sad. He said, "Now I've got just the opposite result of what I wanted. People are not respecting me." The more he thought about it, he made a decision that he should accept sannyas order of life, because at that time in India, the sannyasis were very much respected and people paid them obeisances. So he wouldn't be treated like an ordinary householder. And he did it. At 24 years of age, he left home, he left his beautiful wife, Vishnu Priya, his second wife. He left his mother, Sachi, for the benefit of the world, took sannyas. Tell you many more activities, but I don't want to talk so long. Do you have any questions?
Thank you for these pastimes. of Lord Chaitanya when he was a child. Anybody has any questions? Thank you. From where did he get his name Gauranga? Where is it coming from?
Gauranga. Means the golden one, because of his golden complexion. Just like they call him Gaura Hari, they call him Gauranga. Prabhupada is in the simple succession of Lord Chaitanya. He is a very favored devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He is empowered by Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti, Parapravartana. Unless you are empowered by Krishna, you can't spread the holy names all over the world. So, followed by the spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj created a great movement, the WMAP, to teach the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over India. We even tried to go to England and Germany. But after his passing away, his disciples split up and fought over the property, and the preaching was stopped. But Prabhupada, on his own, took the order of his spiritual master, which was to travel to the West and preach Lord Chaitanya's message. Several times the spiritual master had told him that. So he was really empowered by the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. And he made great success. Lord Chaitanya was never known outside of India during this time. But Prabhupada single-handedly brought Lord Chaitanya's message like a household word in every town and village. I just heard that at Mayapur now, there are many, many Chinese devotees visiting. The temple is packed and they're serving Chinese food in the restaurant. What to speak of Russian devotees, Eastern European devotees, Indian devotees. We're all taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya's movement and the Prabhupada's guidance. So you have your bit to do in Belfast. Try to tell everyone you meet about Krishna, what Chaitanya said. Everyone should become a guru and tell everyone he meets about Krishna. Then he would, then Lord Chaitanya said that I will be with you always. Everyone should become a guru.
Do you remember the first Gaura Purnima with Prabhupada? What was the program then?
First proper name, Prabhupada was in San Francisco, we were in New York without him. So we wrote him a letter on how to observe it. And he said, fast until the moon rise. And so we made the feast. And I remember Rupa Nuga went up on the tenement roof. And then he came rushing down into the 22nd Avenue and he said, I saw the moon. And we ate a lot of Pasti preparations. So we weren't with him during separation.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those stories, and thank you for talking to us.
Okay.
If you any time you are passing by, some you can come into Belfast Temple as well.
All right, I'll keep it in mind.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Krishna.